Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about a new development in the city of Allen. This is in the north end of Dallas, up along the US 75 corridor, where you run into the communities of Richardson, Plano, McKinney, and Allen. The project is being undertaken by Howard Hughes Corporation and spans a 240-acre site, including commercial, office, and multifamily development. Coming off a similar size project in Plano called Legacy West, Monarch City is destined to become a hub for the new city of Allen. The original plan for the Monarch City tract of land was a shopping mall, and as you know, today retail is not seeing the same kind of economic benefit that it once has. The development will include a large central park and perhaps as much as 8 million square feet of total construction, of which about 4 million square feet of office space is planned for the development. Total project is anticipated to cost somewhere between $1.5 to $2 billion to complete. So why would I be telling you about this? Why would I be drawing attention to this new development? Well, the northern Dallas communities of Plano, Allen, and Frisco have seen tremendous growth over recent years. With influx of jobs and population to the area, it creates opportunity for real estate investors like you and I that don't necessarily have $1.5 billion to spend on a development. This creates opportunity for smaller infill projects, for smaller adjunct services that the community is definitely going to need but won't necessarily be part of that main development site. This will not necessarily be a short-term play, and I wouldn't necessarily jump in and buy something right away. I would look carefully, patiently, for opportunities to arise in the marketplace, and perhaps, even in the next economic downturn, there will be more opportunities surfacing if some poorly capitalized players all of a sudden need to sell in a distressed situation. What I know is that we have finite attention span. We have finite energy that we can apply towards scouting opportunities. This is an area that's large enough that we're not talking about a handful of opportunities. We're talking about literally hundreds of opportunities that will surface over the next several years. So my counsel to you as a real estate investor and as a real estate developer is to pay attention, to be on the lookout for opportunities, to be building relationships in the local community. Now, I don't know what your area of specialty is. Maybe your specialty is car washes, and maybe Allen is going to need more car washes with this massive influx of population. If that's your thing, you're going to be looking for different parcels of land than someone who's looking to do, say, a townhouse development. When there's that kind of massive growth of population, there are underserviced needs in multiple sectors of the economy. There will be a need for medical. There'll be a need for self-storage. And, of course, a need for growth in residential, both single-family and multifamily. This is all part of a continuing trend of corporate office relocation from very high-tax states to lower-tax states, and from very high-cost geographies to lower-cost geographies. And while the Dallas market isn't cheap, it's much more cost-effective than many communities in California and New York, where we have seen a continual migration pattern of corporate head offices into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've discovered in the world of business there's far more opportunity than you could ever fulfill in a lifetime. And that's true regardless of the size of company you have. And while the Monarch City project represents about 8 million square feet of new construction, there will be also many, many million square feet of opportunity sitting at the periphery of this particular project. It won't be concentrated in the same way, but there will be still an opportunity of almost equal size. If you want opportunity, follow the path of development, and this is certainly in the path of development. Now, you don't need to build in the shadow of Monarch City to have a great project. There is lots of opportunity along the US 75 corridor, perhaps further south, closer to Richardson. There will still be other opportunities, perhaps infill in nature, for you to create new projects that are going to be in high demand. The world is literally an all-you-can-eat buffet of opportunity. Just like any time you go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, you've got to be selective. If you go wild, you can easily get indigestion. In the meantime, as you're thinking about your strategy for the balance of 2018, find opportunities in the path of progress, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.